Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Feminize Him with My Estrogen Pills Part 3, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Karen noticed, came over and said, "You know, you could look even better in these." His mind shot back to his question about how he might look after all the stuff Karen did to herself. "Here," she said, and drew his hair up into a ponytail with a scrunchie and, before he had a chance to say anything, reached into the drawer and pulled an old pair of clip earrings and clipped them on his ears, spun him around, and deftly applied some rose lip gloss over the lipstick. He did look different. Not so much Joe anymore, maybe Jolene, but not Joe. He looked in the mirror, took the earrings off, left his hair up, and came to bed. The next morning, they got up and neither wanted to get up and dressed. They went down to the kitchen in their nightwear and slippers. 3 months had gone by. Joe's consulting work was coming in on a regular basis, and they were putting money in the bank, more than they needed. However, he was now in size 10 to 12 jeans and praying that he was going to stop growing. Nothing else fit, and there is no longer any doubt about it. With a little makeup, was beginning to look very feminine. He opted for the bra, one a size too small. He even considered wearing a regular one at home. This thought, however, was not passed on to Karen. Now he was wearing a camisole, bra, and panties to work, and when he got home, slipped on his white three pumps and sometimes lounged in his Victoria's Secret PJs, or just the pumps, or the high-heeled white mules and jeans with a t-shirt. Karen said, "Joe, if you keep growing up there, we are going to have to take another measurement and get you into a real bra for around the house if you want to be comfortable." She said, teasingly, "Those are going to need some real support. Besides, they'll be a lot cuter. You're going to be very uncomfortable without one. I've heard of men getting something called gynecomastia, where they get breasts and then have them removed. I wonder if that's what I've got. I don't know if that's what you've got, honey, but I sure enjoy them and you'll love them in a nice bra. And will I love them so much I'll want to keep them?" In his present mellow state, nothing seemed to bother him, not even his body appearing to take on the proportions and contours of a young woman. In fact, he was beginning to rather admire his new physique. So maybe he actually was turning into a girl or a she-male or something. Maybe this had nothing to do with a disease that affected men. So maybe he didn't want them removed. No, he definitely did like them. Wow! Karen liked them too. He could tell. How strange, he thought. Here I seem to be changing right before our eyes, and Karen doesn't seem to mind. And she acts like she just wants more. Was it the end of the world? Karen didn't seem to mind at all. Karen measured his chest wall, 34, and then around the fullest part, 38 inches. Then, just out of curiosity, she measured his hips and thighs, 37 inches and 23 inches. He had put on 2 in both the thighs and his tush. "Oh, Joey, you're going to need at least a 34B bra right away. Forget training or padding, and I think a suit with a skirt and heels would look absolutely darling on you now, rather than one with pants and loafers," she teased. "Yeah, the way a couple of the girls at work are looking at me lately, I think they'd really enjoy that. Bet I could give them a run for their money, too. Maybe we ought to go get me one." "Karen, what is really happening here?" "Joey." "Yes?" "Are we fighting anymore?" "Well, no." "Are you upset with me anymore about the time it takes for me to get dolled up to go out?" "No, of course not. In fact, I think I may even be a little jealous because you're allowed to be so cute and I'm not." "Well, that's refreshing. Do you feel good and healthy?" "Yes." "The tranks are working then, aren't they?" "Yes, I guess so, but they are making me look, feel, and even think like a girl, for crying out loud." "Am I turning into a girl, Karen?" "I really don't know, Joey, but I don't think that is really possible. Not a real girl, anyway." "You aren't attracted to men, are you?" "No! You know I'm a leg watcher. It's you I love. The only problem is lately I seem to be more concerned with their hair and makeup and what they're wearing and thinking about how I can improve on my looks this or that. It's really weird. Are we happier?" "Yes." "Then will you promise me that you will continue to take your tranquilizers without complaining about the little side effects?" "You may not have to take them forever, you know." "Little side effects? Is a B cup little? Is liking makeup and silky clothing a little side effect? We know you are a male, Joe. You may not be very masculine looking or thinking anymore, but some of us actually enjoy being girls, and I am one of them. Why might you want to be a girl, Joey? I never said I did, Karen, but lately, the idea hasn't been that unappealing. I'm beginning to think that maybe this all has something to do with the way I was treating you several months ago. I'm so confused. I remember an argument we had about how long it took you to get ready, and you calling me a 5-minute wonder. Is that where this all started? Who knows, maybe it did, and now maybe you have a little better appreciation from a girl's perspective and feelings. That's part of the problem, Karen. I think I already do know the feelings, and I think I'm beginning to really enjoy looking like a girl. At least at home, and yet I'm not one, and you don't seem to be doing anything to discourage me. Joey, honey, if you are happier, why would I want to discourage you from being happy and apparently healthier? That's not the way marriage works. All of our bodies change over the years anyway. Yours is just making some rather more interesting adjustments. I don't think I'll mind unless you turn out prettier than I am. I don't understand these changes, Karen. When I see a pretty girl, I can't seem to think of what she'd be like and what I could do to look more like her. What brand of foundation does she use? How does she get her eyeliner to look like that, you know? My body is changing. My mind is changing, and I'm liking the changes. Want to work on that jealousy problem? She asked. What do you mean? Sit, as she pointed to the vanity bench. And she very quickly filled in his brows, mascared his eyes, put a little blusher on correctly, as well as a little eyeliner. Wow. Still jealous? Not as much, was all Joey could manage. Show me how to do that? Sure. What followed was a rather basic lesson in the theory and application of makeup, and Joey was a very rapt student. Heaven help me, Karen. If it means peace and love in this house, what the hell? And all right, I admit that the silks and satin are a turn on to me now, and he laughed a little, nervous laugh. And I know that my new chest would be more comfortable with the right-sized bra supporting me. I'm going to have to start really binding myself for work, and you don't mind me having these? Not really, and I don't think you are through growing either, judging by your sister. Oh, great. Just the other day, one of the girls complimented me on my creamy complexion and my hair and told me I'd look cuter with some dangle earrings and a pretty blouse. It's a good thing we don't have a bunch of friendly neighbors dropping in. I mean, it's not like I'm going around in a dress and heels and actually wanting a bra to make me look more shapely to enhance my figure, is it? Not yet, Joey, but you really can't appreciate the real situation we girls are in until you've walked all day in 3-inch heels on a hard floor with a C or D cup. What do you mean, not yet? Oh, never mind. Yes, I mind, because I am becoming convinced I'm going to find out. I am going to find out, aren't I? Maybe, hun, maybe. All right, probably. It's in your genes, and nobody can predict where you will stop. The whole girl thing. The walk, the talk, the clothes. What's wrong with that? I thought all men appreciated those things. It's one of the reasons we do it, to attract them. Now I'm coveting clothing and actions that attract men. Just wonderful. You're right, I guess, except, well, I have a little confession to make. Lately, I've been dreaming about a girl dressed like you look when we go out. You know, she has a nice trim figure and is always in a clingy dress with her hair nicely done and pretty heels. I see her down at the mall, but when she turns around to look at me, it's a girl version of me. The last time I had that dream, she was wearing a black dress with a scoop neck with a red shoulder bag, red belt, and beautiful red pumps with ankle straps, and they must have been 4-inch heels. And I was jealous, Karen. I was jealous, he said again, as though he couldn't believe the first time he said it, and rested his head in his hands, and he trembled a little. He was on the verge of crying and strangely unashamed of his emotions. And last time I walked through Kmart without even realizing it, I found myself checking out the women's shoes in the size 8 aisle. Actually, those mules and pumps are an 812 Han, she casually remarked. I just love how they make your feet look so feminine and pretty, Karen. And now I find myself thinking about how I want the same pretty feet for myself. Have you always felt this way about women's pretty lingerie, clothes, and high heels? I'm not sure. I was never a jock, but I never thought of myself like I have been lately either. Anyway, I never figured I'd get the chance to find out, and now it looks like I'm not going to be able to avoid dealing with it, doesn't it? It's beginning to look that way, Joey, unless you'd rather we return to our bickering all the time. But don't despair. It's fun being a girl, and I have heard you remark about how humdrum and dull men's clothing is, haven't I? I sure can't deny that, he replied. Same old stuff every day, but you can't base your whole life on clothing. If you want the truth, Joey, I don't really have all that many girlfriends. I wouldn't mind having another one really handy, a helpmate here at home, she replied. Call her a sister or a wife. Yes, I could stand to have a wife. I think that would be fun, she giggled. She came home from the mall and found him in a pair of lounging PJs with hose and high-heeled evening sandals on, sitting in front of the TV, reading Cosmo. Just what do you think you are doing, Joey? Reading. That's not what I meant, and you know it, Joanne. I really don't know. I just got the urge and it felt right. Are those my shoes? Well, no. I got them at Famous Brands. Really? Yes. I don't know what came over me. I just walked in, found this cute pair of sandals, hoping they'd fit because you said I'd take an 812 tour. Paid for them and started to leave. My heart was thumping a mile a minute so hard I thought the cashier could hear it, but the cashier never batted an eye. She probably never even looked up, Joanne. Yes, she did, and just smiled and said, "Thank you for shopping at Famous Brands," and then she added, "And think of us when you need another pair, but it's best to try on sale shoes, because you can't return those," and gave me a wink. "You can step into the back room for a moment and try them." I must have blushed three shades. I was lucky there was nobody behind me in line. Or it felt like she could see into my soul and knew exactly where my head was. She nailed me. "Well, you seem to have gotten through that hurdle all right. Did you go in the back and try them on?" "Well, I figured I was caught anyway, so I did. The cashier even gave me a pair of peds to use." "Good for you, girl. You might as well stay that way since I've caught you anyway and out of the bedroom too. Do you realize you didn't jump up and try to hide and just owned up to this?" Joey realized she was right. He was beginning to realize he could be at ease with his feminine side, and dressing this way sure was more in tune. It had been over 4 months and he filled a size 10 completely like a second skin. "Honey, if you really feel comfortable the way you are dressed, I don't mind if you try a few other little things. Well, Karen, I was wondering, could I maybe try sleeping in something a little cooler? What did you have in mind, Joey?" "Well, I kind of like that peach-colored waltz gown with the spaghetti straps and the fitted bodice." "And where did you come with all the correct words for that sentence?" she asked. "Probably from reading your magazines, I guess." "That sounds all right, but girls don't say kinda, Joanne. It is quite pretty with the ruffles at the bottom, isn't it? I really don't mind, and you're right. Gowns are cooler in the summer as are dresses instead of shorts. In fact, I thought you might be ready to enjoy some more liberated footwear, too. So I came home with a pair of red flats that will go with the shirtwaist, slacks, or jeans. Also, this pair of gold-spiked mules that look nice with a waltz or peignoir set, and a pair of black patent three pumps for you to try with my little basic black dress. Maybe we can produce that girl at the mall for you." "Really, Karen?" "Really. We are getting along so well, and it seems a small price to pay for our happiness, don't you agree? I never figured on having a cross-dresser for a husband, but if it makes us both happier, why fight it? I realize this may make my own mindset seem a little unusual, but I've always thought you were just a little too cute for a boy anyway. So now maybe I can make a pretty girl out of you and we'll both be happier. And I've always been jealous of those eyes and lashes of yours. For tonight, I think I'd like to see some full-length hose with those heels and maybe you'd let me fix your hair a little, okay?" "Okay, Karen. First, we put the garter belt waist cincher on you, okay? Now take the hose and work your way down so you have a whole leg in both hands, point your toes, and pull that one all the way up very gently, and fasten it to the clips. Here, I'll show you how. Now do the same with the other one. Don't be afraid to tug at the top, but be careful with your nails. We may have to get you a pair of white cotton gloves. You really need to start paying attention to your manicures. You just got lucky with that pair the other day. Those are tough, but oh, so silky. I get them at JCPenney. Now put your bra on like I showed you. That's it. Good girl. Those look very nice, honey." Joe blushed. He realized what noun she had just used. "You should learn to be proud of those. There's no telling what size they are going to end up, but I'd look to your mom and sister to get a clue. and that it is a C or D clue, although that could take a couple years. Now, at least while you are just sitting here at the vanity, I want you to try on your new high heels. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.